This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to start calling you the professor. Then it hit me. Remember that and one guy?
Oh, yeah.
And of course, guess what?
What?
Guess who chimes in?
Who?
Abe. Oh, I still watch his stuff on.
Abe still wears AN1 shoes. So there's that. Yeah.
And his short length is still the AN1 length. But
hey, I guarantee you he's got a pair of AN1 shorts.
I wonder if Abe has a pair of Shaqs. You remember Shaq shoes? I wonder if Abe has a pair of Shaqs. He would strike me as a guy that might have some Shaqs.
He's got some big baller brands.
Right. Were you too young for pumps?
They were around. But, yeah, that was not something I would have worn. First of all, I didn't have that much money. We were poor, but nonetheless.
Well, I mean, the price came down a lot. I remember that when they were out for a few years, I did get. So
got some pumps?
Some
Woody Harrelson's?
We got one pair of nice shoes a year for school.
For sure.
So, like, and if school started, because school started later than it started, like, after
it was Labor Day. Yeah.
And so. We would go like late August or whatever, and we could pick out one pair of shoes.
Yeah, we're
and
same way.
So one year I got pumps. One year I got these. One year
I don't know why it's cracking me up thinking about you and pumps just strapping up like the kid from Three Ninjas.
I would pump them too. I'm like, yeah, these are going to make me taller and jump higher.
The kid from Three Ninjas when he dunks. It's like the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen.
One year I got the Nike cross. I think they were cross trainer, like Air Turf or something.
Yeah.
And they were like. I mean, they look like pretty much like something Dion was wearing at the time. Because back then, Dion was still playing like that. I just remember doing that. And then when spring came, I would need new shoes.
Yeah.
And I would get like the fake Vans from Walmart or something. Because that's all you were getting.
That's all you could get.
Because you weren't getting another pair.
I was the same way. And the frustrating part for me is I think I got into a size 15 when I was a sophomore. Or a sophomore or junior in high school, and at that point, like, it was a wrap. You just got what you got. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro, I'm with you on that. I've always had to have, like, you know, tall too. So
yeah.
I've always had to either go to the outlet store or been online.
Yeah, we're going to hit the shoe department or Payless or something.
Exactly.
You know, hit the shoe station.
You're not going to the mall and finding your size, bro. You got another thing coming if that's what you think.
I wasn't going to Foot Locker.
No,
bro.
Absolutely not.
Finish line was not a thing.
At all.
Does he have some L.A. lights?
Yeah.
Remember those shoes?
Yes. Lord, I do remember. L.A. gear, yeah.
Real quick, speaking of shoes, I'm actually debuting a new pair of shoes tonight at 9:30 on the game night.
Oh, you know, I think I might be too.
Really?
Yeah. Different brand than I wear, too.
Okay.
Bought some new ones for this.
I'm excited.
I'd be curious. Okay, I'll go ahead and throw it out there. I got the, I think it's the Under Armour, like the Brahma Bull, the Rock.
Oh, yeah, I like those.
New ones. I've never worn a pair of Under Armour shoes. So I'll be curious to see how that fits me because, you know, I got some bad feet, bro. I got to stick with the same brand most of the time.
I was just going to wear, like, my Jordans or my Air Force Ones or something. I mean.
You should. Those are nice, too.
I got some J's I might wear. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I got some J's back in the closet.
Thank you for calling them J's and not AJ's, by the way.
Well, that's for you.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways. Look, got to move on. I want to hit, first of all, before we get into any more of the cornerback conversation, because I do think a couple tweets I've been getting are very, very interesting in terms of how the Falcons will proceed. A couple of pieces of NFL news we have not gotten to just yet. Zach Bond, the linebacker from the Philadelphia Eagles, he gets the extension 3 years, $51 million, which makes him very highly paid, but on his own team, I think he only comes in at like number 8 in terms of highest average annual value. They kind of had to have him. Are you shocked that they actually paid a defensive player this time around?
A little bit.
Yeah.
No, I think he really helped their – as good as their front four is, and that's a rotation. He really helped set it off.
Yeah.
It's just, I think we forget that you need very good player. It helps to have very good players at all three levels. Their secondary is extremely young now with Darius Slay being let go, which means they might go corner in the draft. They did last year as well with Quinyon Mitchell. They got and Cooper DeJean. So he was a standout. I mean, he was an All-Pro on their defense last year, and I think a lot of it had to do with the front. So it's a little surprising that they paid defense, but they had to pay him because of the 1-year deal.
Yeah, and look, man, it's linebacker money for whatever it is. That's not back. 3 years, 51 is nice. That's not your back. Like I said, you're the 8th highest player on your own team, just the highest paid defender at that point. So you got to kind of give him his money. Obviously, an incredible year. Everybody's in good spirits. Saquon getting paid. Zach Bond getting paid. Everybody getting paid. Everybody feeling good. So you kind of get all those situations kind of knocked out.
Not everybody. Milton Williams, Darius Slay, and Josh Sweat ain't got paid.
Well, they will, is my point. Well, everybody's feeling good. They're all going to get some money at some point. That's what happens when you win the Super Bowl. Guys that have not won the Super Bowl that are still getting paid, Dak Prescott got restructured. I believe CeeDee Lamb did as well. Look, it frees up $56 million in cap space for the Dallas Cowboys. Are we going to look at, you know, a week from now, are we going to look at Micah Parsons and he's getting Max Crosby numbers where he's one of the highest paid players in the league at over $30 million average annual value?
No, he should get more than Max Crosby.
You think so? Really?
Yeah. All right. If you had to pick one right now,
Well, they're two different circumstances, right?
I didn't ask that. If you're picking.
But I'm explaining it to you.
If you're picking the player, who are you going with?
Probably Micah Parsons, but
you're
very
telling
close.
Me that Micah Parsons is not a better player than Max Crosby, and I love Max Crosby, but Micah Parsons is a better player.
Again, I think he's probably the better player. I don't think it's close. I also think that Micah Parsons wants to win and understands that they need other pieces in other places. And saying that he's going to get more than Max Crosby leads me to believe that it's almost malpractice in terms of the other contracts where they have so many holes on that defense and on that team that they need to address.
How many years has Max Crosby played in the NFL?
What did we say earlier? He's on year 6? What did we say? I don't remember. We talked about it earlier.
All right. He's played 6 years.
Yeah.
He's got 59.5 sacks in 6 years.
Okay.
Micah Parsons has played 4 years, and he has 52.5 sacks.
Okay.
More than the sacks. Micah can play in coverage. He can do other things. The guy, I just think he's a more complete player. Micah Parsons is. I mean, I just think he's a better overall player, and he's a younger player. I think Micah Parsons will make more money. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't think you're wrong, but, dude, $35.5 million is what Max Crosby's making. I get it, man. That's like the new thing. He's the highest-paid non-quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, for now.
And Micah Parsons is on a team that does have their eyes set on winning a Super Bowl at some point.
Well,
Max Crosby is the face of that franchise, and nobody else is even in the same stratosphere as him. You can't say that about that's my point, is there's nuance around that conversation.
Who's the best player?
It's not just about who has the most sacks and average sacks per
year. Who's the best player on the Dallas Cowboys?
Probably Micah Parsons.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
Max Crosby doesn't have a quarterback. So which one would you rather be in their shoes? Who would you rather be?
Well, hell, I'd take either one of them. I wouldn't mind.
But what you're saying is there's nuance to that question.
I wouldn't mind being in either one of their shoes because they're freaking millionaires upon millionaires. What I'm just telling you is all I'm saying is that Micah Parsons is one of the top five defensive players in the league when healthy. And he should be paid like the best. And he should be paid like it. And that's what happens. You don't get paid for being, well, you're the fifth best, you'll get paid fifth best. No, you get paid the best because it's your turn to get paid, and you get paid what the market value is. And if Max Crosby is making $35.5 million, then Micah Parsons should be making at least $36.
You're probably right. I don't think it's going to happen. That's my point. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, they pay everybody in Dallas.
Well,
SCD
and Dak. I think they're trying to get away from that. I think that they've got a number of holes to fill. Obviously, they freed up a bunch of cap room. I think Micah Parsons is going to get a bunch of that. I don't know that it will exceed. I don't know he'll get to $36 million.
Well, then I would tell them buy.
And look, maybe he will. Maybe he will, and maybe they won't mind it if he's going to get $36 million. I don't know if at that number he can look at Dak and Micah and say, well, and CeeDee Lamb and think, okay, we're going to go in a Super Bowl.
Because guess what? This is Max's second contract, our second big contract.
But yeah, he's got his zeros.
This is the second time he's been broke off. This is Micah's first chance to get broke off.
Yeah. All right, real quick, we got to get this conversation, and I want to make sure I get the Twitter mention right from our buddy John Jackson on Twitter. He said, I know y'all like Walter Nolan a lot, but Will Johnson there at 15, how can we pass on him? If Will Johnson's there at 15, how can we pass on him? I've seen a lot of Falcons fans throw around a lot of corners recently. Now, we've talked all day about free agent corners, who's on the market, named off a bunch of them. I think there's a lot of good ones. Tre'Davious Ward's going to get a lot of money. DJ Reed's going to get a lot of money. Carlton Davis, probably $15 million a year. Byron Murphy's out there. How likely is it we draft a corner in the first round, given the amount of money being thrown around in those situations? Because it doesn't seem like any of these are realistic names on the free agent market. What would be your rage level?
My rage level?
Yeah, 1 through 10. If we came in here the day after the first round and said we took a corner.
I've already told you, I'm not going to be mad because I'm not setting myself up.
So a 1.
I'm not setting myself up for that. Personally, I've told you guys I want trenches. Yeah. I want trenches. I want front seven.
Same.
I would take, like, you know, Jalen Walker and Jahi Campbell are not necessarily – front four players, but they're front seven, and they can play up there on the line.
Yeah.
But look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm angry at the world if you go get if you have two shutdown corners and Jesse Bates and your secondary.
No, that's a good point.
I'm not, because your team's getting better and you're getting a playmaker. My rage will be if you get anything not a tackle – on offense,
I'd still rage.
I'd probably be mad too.
Round. If anything on offense, I'm going to be.
I'm probably
going to
be mad too. You know what? You're right. I will be go defense.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll be defense. Full. We'll be full. We'll be good.
That's all you got to do.
If you don't go defense, then I'm going to rage.
Yeah.